I'm visiting with Andy Levine with the American Seed Trade Association. Andy, we want to thank ASTA again for sponsoring our coverage of this year's National Ag Day activities. The theme this year for Ag Day is Generations Nourishing Generations. I think it kind of speaks to agriculture being very much a family affair, and you know, we want to make sure people understand that the majority of farming done in America is done by family farmers. How important do you see this celebration for agriculture in America?
Well, I think in today's environment, it's more important than ever for the U.S. ag community to get together and to celebrate what the bounty that we produce and the farmers of America produce on an annual basis, not only feeding the U.S., but feeding the world, that technology that's used, the innovation that they've created on their farms, the sustainability of those farms long-term to pass on from generation to generation. And you're exactly right. It's celebrating that family farm and how that farm is passed down from generation to generation and moved between siblings in order to continue to produce that bounty.
We're holding these activities in Washington, D.C. Like with your organization, that's really a key place for important decisions that get made that affect everybody that's farming across the country.
It really is. When you have a Congress, even an administration that may not have a large number of or many at all farmers or people with any kind of a farm background or perspective in their family tree, then it's important to get out and have farmers come to Washington, talk one-on-one with their legislators, talk one-on-one with USDA in this administration to better understand what rural farm communities are doing for the economies there and for the overall economy and food supply for the U.S.
Well, this year, once again, the activities are fairly similar, a little bit of changes in the program, but you know, we'll start off on March 18th with a look at farm-to-fork politics with the AgriPulse folks, and then the next morning, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance will do a little educational briefing, kind of get together to mix and mingle at lunchtime with some of the legislators and or their staff, and then conclude that with a big celebration of Ag Dinner at USDA, and hopefully our Secretary of Ag, Tom Vilsack, will be there. What kind of words of encouragement would you give to other organizations like yours and companies in terms of supporting this effort? Because I know it does depend quite a bit on obtaining that type of support.
Yeah, it's important as you go out and really provide that financial or staff support to get this to make this program a success. All of those various seminars that you just read off, Chuck, are those areas and opportunities for us to get a message out to somebody who could potentially impact agriculture production long term, putting in new laws or putting in new regulation that impacts that daily operation. So it's important that we get out there and we support this program, sponsor various parts of it, and then participate. Get our people there. Staff need to get there and interact with those legislators and regulators.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thanks once again, Andy Levine and the American Seed Trade Association for sponsoring our coverage of this year's National Ag Day activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.